Want an ad-free version of Daily Tech Headlines and support the show directly? Go to DailyTechHeadlines.com to find out how.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.
These are the Daily Tech Headlines for Tuesday, January 22nd, 2019. I'm Sarah Lane. Target, Taco Bell, Jack in the Box, Hy-Vee, and Speedway will now support NFC, which allows technology like Apple Pay and Google Pay. Target says its 1,850 locations will roll out support in the coming weeks. Taco Bell and Jack in the Box both say they'll be up and running in the next few months. Target was one of the founding partners for Merchant Customer Exchange, which, as you might recall, competed with services like Apple Pay, but its current seized tech development failed to catch on. Sources tell the Wall Street Journal that Apple may drop LCDs altogether from the iPhone line next year in favor of OLED screens, and will also reportedly be launching a 5G phone in 2020. However, Apple is still expected to release an LCD screen successor to the XR later this year. Meal delivery service Munchery sent an email to customers that it will end operations, effective immediately. Munchery reportedly produced more orders than they sold, resulting in a lot of food waste. Now, back in May, the company ended food delivery service in Seattle, Los Angeles, and New York in an attempt to focus on San Francisco, which was its largest market. A Samsung executive reiterated at CES earlier this month that the company's first foldable phone will be launched in the first half of this year. And now a new leak from Italian-language blog Tutto Android points to the phone, which is expected to be unveiled during the Galaxy 10 Unpacked event in San Francisco next month, being launched in stores as soon as late March or early April. Previously, the site shared alleged prices for the entire Galaxy S10 lineup as well as RAM and storage tiers. The Galaxy Fold, as it's being called at least for now, will reportedly retail for around 2,000 euros or $2,200. AMD announced the Radeon 7 at CES for $699, the world's first 7-nanometer consumer graphics card, and an AMD PR representative speaking to Forbes says it will include day one Linux support. AMD also says that the Radeon 7 will deliver around 25% more performance than the Vega 64, but use the same amount of power, and also have 16 gigabytes of HBM video memory and 1 terabyte of memory bandwidth. It also may support a super sampling feature similar to NVIDIA's DLSS. Politico reports that Netflix is in advanced talks to join the Motion Picture Association of America. The MPAA is currently made up of Disney, Paramount, Sony Universal, Warner Brothers, and Fox, although Fox will leave when Disney finishes its deal to acquire it. According to Politico, bringing companies like Netflix into the fold has been a goal for MPAA CEO Charles Rivkin, who took over the association in September of 2017. Amazon is launching an in-house fulfillment and delivery network in Brazil after months of logistical and tax-related delays. The company will directly sell 11 categories of merchandise from over 800 suppliers and has leased a 47,000 square meter warehouse just outside Sao Paulo. Amazon entered the Brazilian market in 2012, selling e-readers, books, and then streaming movies, moving into merchandise in October of 2017. It also began offering the use of its Brazilian website to third-party merchants to sell electronics. And finally, Microsoft announced its new Classroom Pen, which works with recent Surface devices and is more durable than the Surface Pen with a hardened tip and a replacement tip. A slot at the end allows teachers to tether it to devices to keep it from getting lost. It holds a single battery and includes two buttons for erasing and right-click functions. The Classroom Pen will ship in all Surface Go markets in February and will be sold exclusively to education facilities in packs of 20 for $799.80. That's about $40 per pen. Along with the Surface Go, the Classroom Pen will also work with any device that supports the Microsoft Pen Protocol, or MPP. For more discussion of the tech news of the day, subscribe to DailyTechNewsShow.com. I'm Sarah Lane, and thank you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Stripe Tap to Pay on iPhone came along and changed everything. With Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. No more juggling different methods. Just a simple tap on my iPhone, and transactions are complete. What's truly remarkable is how Stripe caters to all my customers' preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Stripe ensures a smooth checkout experience every time. Setting up Stripe was a breeze, taking just minutes to get up and running. From local markets to global retailers, Stripe helped me expand my reach and grow my business with ease. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone. My business used to be weighed down by the complexities of in-person payments. Then, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe came along and changed everything. With Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe, I streamlined my payment process effortlessly. Now I can accept in-person, contactless payments right from my iPhone. No extra hardware required. What's truly remarkable is how I can cater to all of my customers' payment preferences. Whether they're using cards, Apple Pay, or other digital wallets, Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe ensure a smooth checkout experience every time. And it's not just me. Stripe helps businesses of all sizes, from local markets to global retailers, scale quickly and stay agile. To learn how Tap to Pay on iPhone and Stripe can help grow your revenue and reach, visit stripe.com/tapiphone.